Peter. So today on the NFNLP forum, I want to talk about the holiday challenge. Let's start a challenge. We got about roughly, 5-6 weeks to Christmas, give or take. So let's break this down, and each week we'll add a different thing. If you like this, click like and share. So what is the holiday challenge? Well, we're going into the holidays, and people start thinking about, especially right after the holidays, is when people always go, new year, new me, and all that stuff. We get in, Facebook's full of it. All the, New Year's resolutions, all this other stuff, yada, yada, yada. Well, I say, why don't we start now and start a process which will help us make some changes. Hey, John. Hey, David. Make these changes long term. And so it's going to be broken down in a couple different parts. First three parts is to set us up to what we're doing. And first part is I talked about a little bit the other day, which is you got to know that there's three basic things for this to work. The knowledge of your power. Then you have to have the courage to dare and the faith to do, So the knowledge of your power, the courage to dare, and the faith to do. And then we're also going to have to really kind of go into this a little bit deeper than most people do. That's from the work of Neville Goddard. And he talks about Neville Goddard and Charles Hanel, who in the book, The Master Key, talked about that. But what is knowledge of your power? Those of us in the NLP and the hypnosis world, and, we talk about the power of the mind, we get all kinds of magic going on, and then it kind of leads into a little bit, like The Secret, which is, the law of attraction, or the law of magnetism, or the law of love. I mean, it's all the same thing. So, but when I, we talk about that, so what is the knowledge of your power? First of all, do you know that what it is and how it works? Unfortunately, most people, and we see this in hypnosis and NLP, and as my dear friend John Oda would say, in the Tony Robbins world, people get a small concept and then they think they know everything and they run with it, right? Whether it's the law of attraction, law of magnetism, law of love, that you're going to attract certain things to you, if that's a standard, what are some of the limits to that law? Or how does that law work in the real world? Now, if you think about it, if the law is standard if it is a universal law, that means it's pretty much the same everywhere with some fluctuations in it, if you will. Because look at like the law of gravity, what goes up must come down. That's true, but is there still a law of gravity when you go into outer space? Yes, but it's much different in outer space than here based on some other things. But yet the law seems to be standard, and yet we can bend that law. We fly on airplanes, we get in these pressurized tubes, fly 600 miles an hour, and we're in the air for, a couple hours to, I was just on a plane, 12-hour flight. There's the law, but if we understand the law and we can apply the law, then we can do magic with it. We can fly if we understand, with the law of gravity, but then there's also, thrust and lift and all those other, I don't claim to understand all that, but I can get in an airplane and do it, right? But someone understands it and knows how to apply it. Just like the law of, and again, if you think about it that way, hey, Mark, if you look at the law of electricity, it's only a couple hundred years that we really understood it. And, it's still changing and we're still learning, they're trying to get that zero resistance thing going. So you can transfer electricity with no resistance, like you get the resistance in copper wire or metal or whatever. So, I mean, if these are the laws, then what are that? Now, I know if you look at the law of attraction, and for what we're working on, let's say you want to create a new life, got, your new year, new you, all that stuff. But what if we use it in a different way? So if we look at the law of attraction, if you really believe that, you can attract to yourself what you want, what are some of the, I don't want to say limits, but how does the law really work in the real world? Neville Goddard talked about feeling is the secret, and we're going to talk about that. But also, what about the fact that the magnetism that happens, it's based on your beliefs. What do you believe about this law? You know, do you believe you can go from one level to the other? I was talking to somebody, and we were talking about, like, you know, why do lotto winners go broke in a relatively fast period of time? Is it knowledge? Is it what's the driver? And I always default to the one I read because it's been documented. I think the guy won something like 19 something million dollars after taxes in the state of California. So it's federal and state, so he probably won a lot of money. And he had an advanced degree. I think he had an MBA in finance from a big school, like it was either Berkeley or Stanford. So good school. So he understood money, understood finance, right? 5 years later, he's destitute, in debt, you know, couch surfing, right? So when you look at that, why do so many lotto winners go broke, right? Is it their beliefs? You know, maybe they attract the money to them. Maybe they visualized it or something worked and it came to them and then they're broke. You know, you also see it with, I remember talking to my dear friend John Oda about that. You see these athletes, you know, sign their big deal coming out of college, sometimes even high school, you know, and then, you know, they play 10 years, they're making several million a year, and you run into them at 40 and they're destitute. And we could talk about bad choices, this and that, but what is the beliefs underneath it? Do you believe you can succeed? Do you believe this? And I know from being around people that have been successful, you ever notice you see somebody, they get to this level, right? And once they get to a certain level, you know, they can go to the next level. You know, those of us that I used to do practice building with people, and I'd say, okay, what's your main goal? Well, they want a six-figure practice. Great, okay. Well, let's start with just seeing enough clients to pay your bills and then build from there. Yeah, sometimes you can be lucky and kick off the door and run with it, right? But it's almost like that incremental thing. I had a friend, his name was Dean, brilliant businessman, talked about once he got to this certain level, like $100,000 a month, he could picture the next level and then the next level, right? And he goes, it was almost like he had to become comfortable with that concept, even though intellectually he knew it was feasible. He didn't feel it, you know, because we also begin to realize, hey, Bob, also, hey, and happy birthday. But words and pictures that you have in your mind is the language of your conscious mind. You think in words and pictures. But your subconscious and your deeper, your body thinks in feelings, right? So you could think all day and visualize all day about something you want to have happen. If you don't feel like that it's going to happen, there's that conscious, subconscious conflict, whether you want to call it, you know, parts, you know, the parts of you, or, you know, id and ego and superego, all these things are in conflict, right? You have to realize what you want, and you have to get comfortable with it. So maybe some of the times it's that incremental jump. You know, you make this much money, then you're comfortable making this much money. You make this much money, you're comfortable making this much money. Or seeing that many people, or doing certain things, right? Now, so that's what our goal this first week is what do we really want? And what are the steps to get there? You know, could I feel comfortable with this whatever it is? You know, if you want to be really in shape and, you know, you're 50 pounds overweight and you haven't worked out for a while, well, you know, you could visualize looking like a bodybuilder or a model, but it might be more applicable to just get height, weight proportionate and then get to the next level and then get to the next level. So it depends on what you want and, you know, and what levels can you use to get there. So that's the knowledge of your power. So we'll understand that you can visualize, you can attract things to you. We see it magical. I don't know if he's still on the call, but my dear friend, Robert, Bob, Bad Bob, we call him, his partner, Bobby T, you know, is now basically a working professional actor, doing, you know, work in equity type work, right? And in that world, and I was talking to him one day, and he goes, you know, after he got the first one, it was easier to get the second one. And then you know, it keeps going. And we go back, we were working at Golden Apple, which was a professional theater group, right? Well, theater house. And so, but now that he's doing different things, and you know, in that world, I have a friend who used to do a lot of community theater around here, and now she's works exclusively as a professional actress, mostly on the other coast. She's in a rep company in a very nice theater group. And, you know, and I did get the chance to talk to her one time. She goes, yeah, once she wrapped her head around that it was possible that she could make a living as an actress, that she could do this, then it became to the next level, right? So what are you comfortable with? You know, my friend Bill just jumped on the line. Hey, hope you're feeling good. You know, when people first get into recovery, you know, in the old days, when I think AA was much more powerful, they used to just stress to people, just make it 30 days and not drink. Don't worry about all this other stuff. Don't worry about all this other stuff. Don't worry about the steps too much right away. Don't worry. Just don't drink for 30, 60, 90 days. And then we'll start working on it, right? Because once you realize, you know, hey, it's been, you know, it's been 3 months since I've had a drink or took a drug, that's that. Now you can get to the next level and the next level. You know, you couldn't imagine going, you know, years without a drink or a drug when you first walk in, right? But once you've got some success, then you can imagine it. You can imagine it, right? So whether that is getting in really good shape, if you're out of shape, whether that's, you know, increasing your business, your income, your money, whatever it happens to be in that way, maybe it's becoming, you know, the next level in whatever your career is, acting or therapy or whatever it is, right? You got to get to the next level and get to the next level. So our goal this first week is to begin to think about, what do I really want? You know, we're wrapping up the year here. What do I really want in the coming year? And what do I believe about it? Is it possible? Would I be comfortable with it? Do I deserve it? I'm going to post all this, you know. What do I want? Is it possible? Can I achieve it? Do I deserve it? You know, and what are, you know, what can I do to get there? Right? Now, the other thing with this, there's two more things I want to throw in there today. So you have whatever your true goal is. This is important because I think that your desires are a gift from God, right? Things are neither good nor bad, but thinking makes it so, as Shakespeare said. There's a quote from the Bible, same kind of thought, that, you know, your desires are how God speaks through you, you know, and everybody has slightly different desires, you know, and you're going to experience whatever it is differently. Yeah, if we all want a certain new car, a Lexus or a Corvette, whatever it is, and 20 of us get the exact same car, we're going to have 20 different experiences. So whether it's a car, whether it's a gourmet meal, whatever it is, we experience it differently because we're different. We have different neurons. We have different beliefs. And so the universe, if you do believe in the collective unconscious, experiences it 20 different ways based on this. And the universe, or God, if you will, is no judger of people. It, you know, it gives you based on what you want, right? And so we have our desires, you know, and our desires are the word of God. Let's call it that way, right? So if you have this desire and you speak it, that's, you know, you want to make it come true. So what happens when you have a desire? Well, the thing we've been taught in the Western world is two things, which is, one, we limit it, or we say how it has to come to be. And a Christian quote would be, you know, that, you know, you don't add to the word of God or take from it, right? And what is adding to it, right? Well, that's saying it has to happen this way. I want this, you know, all of the religions, you know, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, even some of the Taoist thinking says, you know, the universe, if you will, God has ways we know not of. With our thinking, we can't comprehend it. So if you have a desire, you have the desire, boom, and the end result is you getting this desire, whatever it happens to be, well, how it gets there may surprise you. When you look at your life, I guarantee you, some of the miraculous things that happen, you look back and go, how the hell did that happen? You know, you were in the right place to say hi to the right person, and when that happened, then it led you to doing something else, whatever it happens to be, right? How I got into the whole NLP world. I kind of looked at the book, you know, Tony Robbins' book hadn't come out yet. But you know, some of the it was making the rounds. I got exposed to it through a Unity thing, and I read a little flyer, and they were doing a 2-hour intro. I went to it, but how did I get there? You know, I mean, those kind of things happen, and whatever it happens to be, and it's you know, how it happens can be surprising. So if you have the desire, you know, that's the word. Well, you don't want to add to it saying how it has to be, right? That's adding to it. And then the flip side, then we're also taught, we take from the word of it. We take from our desire. So I really want this, but I'll settle for that. You know, I really want a quarterback, but I'll settle for a Mazda Miata, you know, because that's more sensible, whatever it happens to be. Hey, Karen, how are you doing? Right? And so that's taking from it, right? Well, the one thing we got to realize, if you really understand how your mind works, if you say, I really want this, but then you drop down and say, but I'll settle for this, and you start really working toward getting this, well, you just told your subconscious mind, you really don't want this, whatever it is, the six-figure practice, the new car, the great body, whatever it is. You want this. And it also begins to negate everything you begin to try to meditate and manifest in your mind, because your mind goes, is he or she really serious about it? Do they really want it? Or are they just, you know, because we send up a jumble of thoughts, you know, 70,000 thoughts a day, you know, something like 70 to 80% of those are the same thoughts as yesterday, most of them negative, but still it's a jumble of, I want this, I want this. So your brain doesn't know what you want. So what I wanted to talk about again today is what, you know, our challenge is the knowledge of your power. That's what we're working on today. Then the courage to dare and the faith to do. We'll work on those next week. But the knowledge of your power, the visualization, the law of attraction, law of magnetism, whatever it is, you're putting it out there. But what are your beliefs about it? Is it possible? Do you deserve it? Can you achieve it? Great. You know, and maybe, so then what is your true desire? Where does it come from? Especially these desires you're not sure of. Right? It's just like, I want this, whatever it happens to be, you know, and then you can visualize the end result or step into the end result, maybe even step into the feeling, but how it happens is going to unfold magically. But you don't want to add to it saying, well, the only way to do this is for this, this, and this to happen, right? The only way to do that, again, is for this, this, and this to happen. What if just it happens and it's like magic? You know, and then, or take away, I really want this, but I'll settle for that. So keep your goal true. So that's our goal this week, is what do you want? You know, are you okay with it? Do you deserve it? Do you think you can achieve it? And can you imagine it? And we can begin to work on it. And then don't add to it or take away. And lastly, and this is important, and you know, we talk about the golden rule, wish for others what you want. So if you want a six-figure practice, let's use my hypnosis friends up there. You got to picture all your friends and every hypnotist you know, or NLPer or therapist, having a very comfortable six-figure practice, right? Because if you send out thoughts and feelings and all that with it that are rejected by the person that are doing it, so if you know somebody in our world that's making a whole lot of money, you think, yeah, but they're just a low-life scumbag. Well, if they don't think that, that thought you sent out bounces off and comes back to you, right? You know, it's like, So it ends up coming back to you. So, you know, the real golden rule is I want everyone to basically have what I want, you know, and whether it's a six-figure practice, a great physical body, a rocking relationship, you know, parts and movies and plays, whatever it is you're doing, right? Boom, 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 boom. So when you think about the people around you, when you see other people, and the great thing with Facebook, which is the camera over there, you know, people may be posting things, and you know, sometimes we might get a little jealous. Oh man, they got a, you know, whatever it was, you know, they got this part, they signed this book deal, they, you know, at least on paper, they're putting out there that they got this rockin' practice. So rather than, you have to work on saying, well, good for you, and I hope they get what I want, whatever it is, right? Because again, if you send out that thought and they reject it, it comes back to you. Right. So that's in this. And that's one of the underlying things that, according to Neville Goddard was it Charles Snell or Wattles Waddles? One of them said that is really the thing that blows up a lot of our thoughts and desires that we're going after, is the negativity we feel toward people that have what we want, right? Whether they inherited it, whether they were just batshit lucky, it's irrelevant. You know, you got to be glad for them, you know, and that takes some effort, right? And again, so don't add to what you want. Don't take away from it. You know, don't add to it or take away from it. Think about what you want, put it out there, really begin to magnetize it, right? And then again, you know, when other people are getting it, you have to be glad for them. And then what we're going to add as we go on is hopefully get a group, that if someone posts what they're working on, this will probably be in the NFNLP, one of the NFNLP Facebook groups. Everyone can visualize that person getting it, right? Right. So whatever it happens to be, I don't care what it is. You know, if it's a physical healing, if it's a spiritual healing, if it's money, if it's a relationship, if it's whatever it is, you know, if you post, this is what I'm working on and this, then everyone will say, great. I you know, and in their minds, visualize it with you, right? Because again, then there's that power in growth, right? And so what we're really working on the first few weeks is getting our conscious and our subconscious and our superconscious aligned. You know, there's another saying in one of the, in some of the scripture about where two or more gathered, you know, so am I, gathered in my name, so am I. Well, people, I think they misunderstand and say this means going to church. What if it means gathered your conscious, your subconscious, and your higher self or your guardian angel? What if when they're aligned, then you can go toward your goal, you know. If other people are aligned with you, great, but sometimes you just got to keep it to yourself, because also a lot of these, the reason I want to keep our goals and our things in a private Facebook group or in some structured way is, you know, you keep it to yourself, right? Because other people will shab it. Are you sure? Are you sure? Could you handle this? Yada, yada, yada. And hopefully we'll be surrounded by positive people. Because again, and I'll begin to wrap this up, it's a quick one today, which is you don't always rise to the level of your dreams. You'll always fall to the level of your peers. So in this group, we want people who are like us, who want to succeed, who want other people to succeed. The people that really understand that you getting what you want has nothing, does not take away from me getting what I want. You know, whether that's a thriving practice, a great relationship, a great body, the parts in movies or play, whatever it is we're working on, boom, you know, we all have these things. So, excuse me, I'm kind of scattered a little bit. I just coming off a sinus infection and I tore my Achilles and that's still killing me. But anyway, so I got to watch my thought processes about it. It's getting better and better. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. So the first one is, what is the knowledge of your power? And next week we'll be working on the courage to dare, and the last week, the faith to do, right? So this week is, what is the knowledge of your power? Do you believe in the power of attraction or magnetism or love? Can you visualize it? Is it, so what do you want? Is it possible? Is it achievable? You know, can you picture the end result and not really worry about all the steps that get there? It may line up the way you think. It may be out of left field, right? And so there's that. Can you wish for other people to have what you want, right? And so, and once all these things begin to come together, magic begins to happen. So this is our goal for the rest of this year. We're going to be working on these things. You know, if those that choose to join us, if not, that's fine. Wish you the best. Because as we trudge the road to happy destiny, more will be revealed to you as it is to us. It's a constant ongoing thing. So to my Facebook group, I'm going to say goodbye. I'm going to talk a little bit more on my Zoom account, which will be posted. This one will be posted in one of the NFNLP accounts or pages, whatever you want to call it. And so I'll see you all soon. Cool. All right. So I'll post the some of those steps I just talked about in, I think it'll be in the NF, in one of those things. I'll put it up there. I'll let everybody know. And it'll be in the easy. This will be in the easy. You know, so hopefully people will have some fun with this with us, and we'll do that. So this, so I'm not sure which page it'll be on, but probably like the NF, one of them. It'll probably be in a couple of our NF NLP ones. So I'm going to stop the recording.